Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and disgruntled tipper, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, what do you tip for bad service? You know the dining experience is not going well when you have to get up and get your own silverware. Let me be clear. I am not now, nor have I ever been a waitress. I'm pretty sure if you put an order pad in my hand and said go, I would be a disaster. I do not have the temperament. At best, somebody's getting cussed out. At worst, somebody's going to jail. I have a lot of respect for the folks out there hustling food and drink with a smile. I have received service so outstanding that I couldn't tip enough. And then there was last Friday. I'll spare you the minutiae and hit the highlights. No silverware, lukewarm water for tea, no bread on the table, leftovers beautifully boxed, bagged, and then set on the floor. When the bill came, I was reminded why I love my friends. Nobody whipped out a calculator and said, "You had wine and I only had water." None of my close friends are that lame. We eat heartily, drink heavily, and pay promptly. Without ceremony, we evenly divided the bill four ways. The difficulty came in tabulating the tip, which had not been included. That was good, since I didn't think our waitress deserved one. I was under the impression that bad service equals no tip. My compatriots disagreed. They still wanted to give her something. Why? Because she's nice, they said. What? So even though we all agreed the service was subpar, the fact that our waitress didn't spit in our food, throw a drink in our face, or stab us with a dinner fork warranted an 18% tip? Yes. In case you didn't know, the standard tip has risen from 15% to 18%. But what do you do when the service is terrible? I say no tip. Does your job pay you for being nice, or do you still have to do your job? If we still have to tip when the service is bad, why not make it an even 20% and tell everybody to keep up the good work? I know what you're thinking. Maybe the restaurant was crowded. It wasn't. Maybe the waitress was new. Perhaps, but that's not my problem. Come on, she's nice. Well, why didn't you say so? That explains everything. My ever-generous friend suggested that maybe our waitress didn't like her job. What? I've never understood this logic. If you don't like your job, all the more reason to do it well. Are you waiting for your dream job to come along before you bother to develop a work ethic? Good luck with that. Unless you're self-employed, you're not working for the person who signed your checks. You're always working for yourself. Always. This was too deep for a Friday night. I lost the argument. We paid the 18%. Split four ways, it came to about $30 each. Two of us paid cash, two of us paid by credit card. Easy breezy, right? No. Apparently, this was graduate-level calculus. Even with the help of a manager, it took us over half an hour to settle up. Maybe we should have taken the hint and left out the tip. Here's a real tip. If you're at a sit-down restaurant and have to get up to get your own anything, just keep walking. I guarantee it'll save you at least 18%.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will.